countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Have you cattle to sell? Find out what they're worth with our March price calculator on farmersjournal.ie.
Now, 200 years ago, 220 Coast Guard stations were established around the coast of Ireland, and they were staffed, naturally enough, by British Royal Navy auxiliaries. And their task, among others, was to prevent smuggling. Now, these old Coast Guard stations were abandoned in the 1920s after independence, but many of them are still standing. Some are in ruins and others have been repurposed. But back in 1980, solicitor and transatlantic sailor James Cahill acquired the station at Rossmoney near Westport in County Mayo. And he slowly but enthusiastically restored the building and continues to do so, which he hopes one day will house a crafts centre. Lorna Siggins went to meet him to find out more.
Years ago, I got together with Páirc Ó Dineen in Cork, and we set out to build a whole series of all the Corracks, and starting with the Coracle, all the Corracks from Donegal down to Kerry. I built a couple of them with Jarlath. I got one or two locally here, and Páirc did the rest. We must have been 2 years at the project. And it was a wonderful achievement, really. And it's the only collection of Corracks in one place throughout the entire country. They're not anywhere else. No, it was a great project. I have all the oars inside. I tried to paint all the oars. The GAA colours for the counties. which is a bit of a mess because they all have one form of gold or yellow and another shade of green. So I never realised the colours, you know. It's one thing when you look at them on the pitch, another thing when you get out into the pitch and you say, well, what do we do with these damn things, you know? Anyway, that was just a bit of fun. Yeah. But no, these boats are all very interesting. I'll walk over with you if you'd like to. This is a beautiful Coast Guard cart, four-wheel cart with a turntable on it. Built in, well, these, as far as I know, were built in Bristol in the 1880s. So this is an 1880 cart. I brought it here to do refurbishment work on it. And like that, it's 98% done and too many other things overtook. But it's set up for four horses.
So they kept the horses at the Coast Guard station?
No, they didn't actually have a cart at this building. This one came from Cork. But I have all the stuff here. The man who collected a lot of stuff, Captain Brian Smith, lovely Englishman living in Cork County.
Are you planning a sort of a maritime museum here?
What I would like to do is use this place as a centre for residential courses for crafts. Now, I don't mean just boats, but all sorts of crafts. That's why I built a high quality shed here over the years, and this building has 12 houses in it.
And when was this building built?
1875, and occupied until 1922.
Right, okay.
These here were the ash pits for the people throw ashes into. All the tops have been removed by the IRA when it was occupied by the IRA. The Free State soldiers came in and and attacked the building, and the IRA fellas all scattered. And actually there's one bullet hole here in a window that I've preserved down the years. Now this place, when I got it, of course, was a total wreck, with about 40% of the roof gone. All the timbers was pitch pine, and the pitch pine is such high quality. You see that hole up there?
Yes.
Look.
In the window pane.
In the window pane, yeah. All the old people knew all about it because the farmers locally here, they supplied the Coast Guards with milk, you see.
Right.
When they were here as families.
Yeah.
So they knew them all. And many of the Coast Guard families' descendants have come over and visited me over the years.
One thing the architects forgot about was the southwest wind and the impact when it funnels down past the doors of the terraced houses. However, James has designed a covered area, which he hopes will provide some shelter.
This glass roof will allow the breeze to blow overhead.
Yes.
Because when I was living in one of these houses, you'd find every time you open the door, the breeze flowing down here, even in the middle of summer, would suck out the heat out of the house. So
yeah.
You can appreciate if this house is occupied by people like you, who are coming down to be involved in a course in crafts. It'd be a lovely area, so you'd have the communal area with a little bit of warmth and a place for people to walk and to talk and to meet.
Right, and they'll stay
in the houses. So
this is one of the houses.
It's one of the houses we're walking down all the time, you know. There were no toilets in any of these. But during the First World War, they took out 6 of the Coast Guards and they put in 25 Marines, and they were billeted in here, in the building. But Mrs. Kilcoyne, who had the pub up there at the time, she wouldn't let the British in at all. She wouldn't let the army into her pub.
Oh.
So they set up a shebeen in here.
Wow.
This was the little shebeen that time. And of course, the only people allowed in here were people who could be trusted. That's the way it was. Come on, we'll have a look at the corks. In the 1880s, the British government gave the Congested District Board a sum of money, and they had freedom as to how they would spend it. So one of the things they did in trying to encourage fishing, they gave grants for timber boats.
Yes.
They wouldn't give a grant for a curragh because it's covered in canvas. So the Connemara men decided to build a timber curragh, and that's where your timber curragh comes. So you see this as a traditional boat. Well, I suppose it is.
Because they had to.
It's a bit like covering the corks today in fiberglass, because the government regulations say we won't give you any money unless you do so. So that's the timber corok. Corok Oymet. This is now, it was given to me by some fellas years ago down in Inishbofin, who just wanted to get rid of it as an old boat, and it's, well, the donkeys end up eating bits of timber off it, and it's gone.
Yeah.
But you can see here, it's an evolution, isn't it? Reacting to circumstances in a local area for local circumstances. This is one of the larger Coast Guard stations on the countryside, 12 houses in it. Each house had a little coal shed and a privy to one side. You see, look down here, I'll show you. And this was a feature of Coast Guard stations in Ireland.
Yeah.
See, you could defend the building with a revolver. So if a guy came in here, you see, you'd be able to plug him from underneath. They probably weren't using burnt oil then. So that's where they had the flagpole.
Yeah.
And there, I have a photograph of the building, about 1915 or 16, and so that's exactly where the flagpole was, so I put up another pole.
And fair play to him. That's James Cahill there in Mayo chatting with Lorna Siggins, and the best of luck to him with that project.